USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
these are people that came into the country illegally.
President Trump tells ICE agents to stand down. Originally, they were supposed to be locating and deporting illegal aliens in 10 U.S. cities. President Trump instead using this as an opportunity to negotiate. On Twitter, he gives Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill 2 weeks to come up with a plan to deal with this decades-old problem, or he warns illegal aliens will be deported from our country. In other news, a 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The topic of what to do about all the illegal aliens in our country front and center on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes on Fox News telling host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures.
The president is growing in office, right? I mean, he knows that he can't do it by himself. And I think what he's doing is the Democrats ask him if he would delay this. He's saying, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Now, remember, the Democrats have been in office for 6 months now. They have yet to move a comprehensive immigration bill.
And he says Democrats playing politics.
They are using identity politics because they want to say, if you're of Hispanic descent in this country, vote for us, the Democrats. That's all they're trying to do. And how do we know that? Because they're really just taking advantage of these people. And we know it because they don't have a bill.
President Trump tweeting he's giving Republicans and Democrats 2 weeks to come up with a plan. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. An escalation of terror involving Iran. Military leaders there shooting down a U.S. drone, which prompts airlines to stay far away from the country's airspace. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
If you believe in political polls, well, there's a new Monmouth University poll out of New Jersey where voters tend to lean to the left. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers when it comes to his performance ratings are unchanged since last month. 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president kicked off his reelection campaign back on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.